During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she forgot the stranger she saw as a child until she saw him in a photograph years later. How do you explain remembering someone you were told never even existed?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you so much for listening today. And if you have a real ghost story, here's the deal. You can share it with us and we can talk about it. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. Become a premium subscriber if you want. You get no commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archive. You can super easy sign up at Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes and my sister Kathy Gordon is here today.
Well, I've got something I want to throw out.
What
and ask you.
Okay.
So this lead-in suggests that how do you remember someone that never existed? Okay. What if, have you ever had this happen to you where you were going through something that was old, some old pictures or whatever, and somebody jumped out at you like you felt you knew them?
Not really. But I saw a movie about that and I can't remember. It was like, what was the movie? Was it the one with Christopher Reeve and Jane Seymour or Somewhere in
Time?
Might have been that.
But Somewhere in Time.
There was a movie where someone looked at a photograph and saw either themselves or the other person. I think it was her seeing him in an old-timey photograph or something like that.
Yeah.
And so every time we go anywhere, like a museum, or there's been like a place we stayed in Chicago, maybe it was a Palmer House or someplace that had like a lot of old photographs. And I always stop and look at them and like look for someone I know. Who looks like someone I know.
Okay. Well, you believe in past lives.
I do.
Okay. So I would say that, and I know y'all will start laughing. You're just going to die laughing. But you know who mine is? When I look at a picture and I think, God, I swear I know this. Like I knew this person or something. Trotsky, the Russian.
What? Were you a former communist?
Or not communist. But I don't know. Like I've always had this kind of affinity for the Russian constructivists, the artists that I've been sort of drawn to, that, you know, and so I wrote a big paper in college. One of my thesis art history paper was on the Russian constructivists. That was here or there. But when I'm doing my research, right, I'm going through all these old Russian books and things and pictures, and I see this picture of Trotsky, and it's just like, I swear to God, I knew this guy.
That's funny.
It's so weird. It's very funny. I wonder if, do we have other people, like, and just thinking, like, as you're going through history or something, has there ever been somebody that you just stopped and went, I knew Willa Cather, or I don't know, you know,
I'm kind of like that Quincy with Adams. I'm like that with Abe Lincoln.
That it kind of jolts you just a little bit when you see his face.
It's just, I got go, this
I just feel like
serious I'm, interest in Abe Lincoln, and it's kind of a weird obsession. We've
it is an obsession.
We've talked about it before, but if like man, going to Springfield, Illinois was like a pilgrimage to me.
It was.
The Ford Theater, like that's where it all started. I went into the Ford Theater and I was so bizarrely moved by this whole thing. It was weird.
Okay, see, you're getting where I'm coming from here.
Yeah.
Right? That like who would say that, you know, like Trotsky. Well, you know, whatever. I just move on with life or something until I see this picture and I'm looking in his eyes and he's looking at me and I'm like, okay, this is really creepy. I just got the weirdest feeling about this. And I'm looking at all these old pictures of people and things and artists and stuff. But this one got to me. And I love history and I'm always looking at pictures. But every now and then, you know, I'll be in a museum or something and there'll be a group of people and one person kind of gets my attention for some reason or another in a picture. I will bet you a lot of our listeners have had this kind of strange connection, you know, to somebody.
Yeah.
Historically.
Yeah, I would think so. Mm-hmm. Because I think we all have our weird obsessions about a certain time period or something that we're very drawn to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would rather not be drawn to the Civil War time period, yet I am.
Like, you are, right?
And British history, too. Oh, my God.
The Russian Revolution is where, you know, why? I don't know, but I'm absolutely was fascinated enough that I thought, I am going to write my dissertation on that, right? So, but then as I'm going through all this, these books and this stuff, I'm beginning to be, you know, really drawn, like it's almost more of an obsession than just like your Lincoln thing. It's like very strange. So I don't know. You believe in reincarnation. I guess I don't know that I always have, but there's something there, I think.
I just think nothing makes sense unless you have that. Because what is just this? This makes no sense.
I do feel that way a lot. I'm like, oh, geez, there's got to be more than this.
Right. And if this is all it is, I'm like, man, you
like,
went,
what was?
You went to a lot of work to create what? And who did create it? And how did it end up like this? And like, you know, even if it's like a God thing and you believe in God and you're a Christian, a person of faith, what sense does any of this make? Like, well, why even
I'm
go
always
through
like,
this?
If this was it, this is a sick joke.
Yeah.
Like, come on, people. Like, there's got to be more than this. So I believe there's something more to this. I definitely, obviously, I wouldn't even do this podcast if I didn't believe there's more out there than just our everyday regular lives. I definitely believe there's more there. And I don't think you can believe in the paranormal without believing there's a lot more.
Oh, I agree.
This.
And I think that's why people are very drawn to the paranormal, because they want more of an explanation. Like, what is this all about? Like, especially for those of us who believe in it, most of us have had some kind of unexplainable experience, which is why we're drawn to it.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to know what it was.
Well, so many stories about a loved one who makes some kind of contact, comes back, or, you know, stops you from this or that, or, you know, comes to you in a dream, in a visitation or something. That is proof to me. They are somewhere, right? They didn't just disappear. Their energy is somewhere.
That's what I think.
And it still has a connection to us. So
this is an interesting story, and it says, I have a few stories from growing up, but this one stands out because I didn't even realize what it meant until years later. My parents were divorced, and my brothers and I used to spend most weekends at my dad's house. I was really young at the time, maybe 4 or 5. I don't remember much from that age, but this one thing has never faded. One afternoon, we were all in the backyard playing. I ran inside to use the bathroom, and then took off back down the hallway toward the back door because I didn't want to miss anything. The hallway was long and narrow, and the kitchen light was on at the end of it. I stopped halfway because there was an old man standing at the end of the hall. He wasn't transparent or glowing or anything. He looked solid. He was just standing there. I could see the open back door behind him and my dad and brothers outside through the doorway like normal. They weren't reacting to anything, but the man was between me and the door. I remember feeling frozen. I didn't scream. I just stared at him. He looked old and thin with a tired face, and I had never seen him before, and then he was gone. Not like he walked away. He was just gone. That's when I screamed and ran outside crying. I told my dad there was a man in the hallway. He brushed it off immediately, said I must have imagined it. I was little, so I accepted that. Eventually, I forgot about it. It didn't come back to me until I was a freshman in high school. I was doing one of those timeline of your life projects and needed an old photo of myself. My mom had already packed up most of our albums because we were moving, so I went to my dad's house to see if he had any. He didn't have many pictures, but we started flipping through what he had. I was barely paying attention until I picked one up and just stared at it. It was a photo of the man from the hallway. Same face, same expression. I knew instantly, even though I hadn't thought about that day in years. The memory hit me so fast it almost made me dizzy. I asked my dad who the man was. He said, oh, that's the previous owner of the house. And then he added, almost casually, that a lot of people had seen him there. I just looked at him and I asked him why he told me I had imagined it when I was little. He said he didn't want to scare me. That's when he started telling me more about that house. He said the TV would turn on in the middle of the night at full volume. The buttons on it were broken, so he had to use a pen to adjust it. He said it happened more than once. My uncle, who lived with him for a while, refused to stay in one of the bedrooms because he had always felt like someone was standing in the hallway watching him. He didn't go into huge detail. He just admitted that things had happened there. What still gets me is that when I saw that man, he didn't feel threatening. I was scared because I was a kid and there was a stranger in my house. But looking back, he wasn't lunging at me or doing anything. He was just there. I sometimes wonder if he was just existing and if I happened to see him. I don't know why my brothers didn't, and I don't know why my dad never saw him during the day. I just know that when I saw that photo years later, there was no doubt in my mind that I had not made it up. Anyway, that's my story. I do have a few more from growing up that I might send in sometime. Thanks for listening, Annalisa. See, that would be kind of weird to have seen something.
Kind of weird?
Yeah. And then you like see him in a photo years later.
I don't go kind of. I go right up to, you know, this is a level. This is 11 out of 10 crazy. And it's exactly what I was talking about, where you see that a photo of something and you go, oh my, like, oh my God, I've seen that person or I know that person. But this is even crazier because she had actually seen him standing there. And it's like, I like what she said. What was it exactly she said about, like, was he just being, and I happened to be able to see him at that moment?
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder that too a lot. If there's a point in our minds where we've cleaned out and we aren't thinking of anything in particular, we're just, you know, heading back to outside to play. The last thing you're thinking about is something creepy happening to you. And then almost that's when it does happen the most, is where we're not even thinking about it at all. And I think it's just this clearing of your mind. And I wonder if that sort of happened right here, that she just had kind of cleared out her mind, headed out to play again, and then ended up on the exact same frequency as this man. And so was able to see him. Might have been around a lot. But it sounds like he was, actually. Because the uncle said, I felt... And there seems to be something in the hallway, too. Because the uncle said, I always felt like somebody was in the hallway. And that's where she saw him, too, at the end of the hallway. So there seemed to be that particular connection too, that there seemed to be a place when they felt like somebody was there, or where she saw him, it was in the hallway. Though other weird things happened with the TV. It can't just turn off and on, because I had the same thing with the old TV where like the knob was on and I had to use a pen to turn it or whatever, a wrench. You know how we used to do needle nose pliers because turn the thing. And it sounded like that was a case where they had to actually use a tool or something to turn it off and on. So it just can't turn on.
I do get why the dad wouldn't have said anything to her, though, because that would terrify a kid. So. How do you explain that to a kid?
I think so, too. I in this point, we talk about it a lot as to how open you need to be with your kids about something. But I think if it's just this one-off thing and you just go, oh, I don't know. I haven't seen anything. It's okay, hon. I'm sure everything's fine. Let's move on. Now, if it starts to happen again, now maybe you have to have the talk.
Yeah.
Right. But I think it was probably handled pretty well right then, because she went on and didn't really even think about it much after that until she runs into the picture much later. So I think her dad did it right by her.
And I could also see how memories would come screaming back once you see the guy. Like,
my God,
wait a minute.
Oh, my
God. That's the guy. Like,
that's the guy. And it was so ingrained in her mind because he was so real. And then he was just gone. So what did she say? She was about, how old was she?
She said four or five.
Okay, so pretty young, but it left a huge impression. People don't just disappear. They cannot just go away. That's wrong.
But it sounds like she just went on and it's like, okay, guess that happened.
Okay, that's what dad said. So
that was my imagination.
Yeah, and dad said everything's okay, so it's okay.
Yeah.
You know.
Interesting.
Oh.
Well, let's go on to this story.
I wanted to share a story that I have not told very many people, just a couple family members. It really, really shook me up, and it still gives me anxiety just to even talk about, just to think about it. It really scares me. I lived in Chicago, and that's where I grew up, went to high school. I went to private school. I lived with my aunt, and that's who raised me. And we lived in a really old house in a really nice neighborhood that her family actually built the house, and was still the family was one of the original owners, and it was just an absolutely gorgeous house. So I used to wait for the bus in front of this ginormous cemetery to go to school, and there was a smaller one in front of it, and I would take either the train or the bus, which was north of where I lived. And I would get out there probably about 6:20, because our first bell was about, it was like a weird time, like 7:04 a.m. And this was my junior year of high school. It was the day before Thanksgiving break. And I don't know why I remember that. I had a winter coat on, so it was quite cold. And I would stand and wait for the bus if I got out there with enough time. Usually it was me, speed walking, because I would not have a minute to spare. But this morning I got out there particularly early, probably about 20 minutes before the bus came. So it was still kind of darkish out. It was like twilighty, I guess you would say. So it was still a little bit dark out. And I would stand there and I would read the tombstones. I would just kind of prop up against there was a fence there, and I would read the headstones there. I don't know if they buried anyone in there still. I really don't know. And this particular day, now mind you, I've been waiting at this bus stop since I was a freshman in high school. So this is going on my third year of waiting for the bus there. And I would just kind of stare off and daydream into the cemetery. And this morning I saw a little girl in there, and she was just playing, and I watched her for must have been about 5 minutes. I just kind of watched her playing, and didn't think anything of it. I was 16, 17 years old. I didn't think anything of it. Finally, my bus comes. I get on the bus, and maybe about 4 or 5 minutes into the bus ride, I don't know how to describe it, like a feeling of cold, almost if you've ever had a panic or anxiety attack, that type of feeling where it just feels like all the blood runs from your body and you just feel ice cold. That's the feeling that really took me off guard. And even years later, I think about it and it scares me. I have not shared this with really anybody because it terrified me. Anyway, so I realized at that point, okay, this little girl had to have been maybe, I was no expert on kids. I didn't have any. 6 or 7, maybe I would say 6 or 7 years old. Where were her parents? Who plays in the cemetery? She was not dressed. I had a winter coat on. It's Chicago. It's cold in November. She had on like a little, like a white dress, almost like she was going to go to a picnic or go to church, or it was Easter. And she had her hair done up like in those ringlets. And then I thought, well, wait a minute, who dresses like that anymore? And she didn't make sound. And I watched her for about 5 minutes and she never acknowledged me. And she was playing in the cemetery. Who does that at 6 something in the morning? It didn't all add up. And it was at that time I realized I saw a ghost. And it just scared me so bad. I got to school. Clearly you could tell something was wrong with me. Everyone was asking me what was wrong. The school nurse asked if I needed to go home, and I didn't want to go home. I really felt like I just needed to be around my classmates. And I didn't take the bus home that day. I took the train home because then I didn't have to walk anywhere near the cemetery. Actually, I would walk behind it from the train. And it scared me so bad. And I got home and I was like, should I tell my aunt? Is she going to think I'm crazy? So I just said to her, I said, you know, I saw this girl, and she stopped me and she said, in the cemetery, right? And I said, yeah. And she said, oh, we used to see her all the time when we were kids. She was struck by lightning at a picnic. And I'm like, what? So fast forward a few years till maybe seven, six, whatever, Ancestry.com and all that came out. And a friend of mine, we were just visiting and we walked through the cemetery and we actually found a sculpture of a girl, and it was a different cemetery. It was the one that was set behind it. And there was a girl, sure enough. We looked her name up, and she was struck by lightning at a picnic. And it looked so much like this girl. They actually have a sculpture for her. I'll see if I can find it and put it on your website. They have a sculpture for her in the cemetery. I guess her parents made it for her. I don't know why she showed herself to me that day, what that was about, if it was just like a little bubble in time that I just happened to glimpse in. I'm sure, you know, obviously her parents are long dead because this kid died, I think, in the late, very, very late 1800s, maybe early 1900s. I really can't recall. It really, really shook me up and really scared me. And I didn't take the bus again until probably the middle of my senior year. And I waited for it. I did not stand in front of the cemetery. That's where the stop actually is. I waited for it a little ways down, and then I just walked down when I saw it coming. So that's my story. And thanks. Bye.
That was a creepy story, and it really affected her.
Well, it reminds me of our first story a little bit, where we talked about, because I brought it up, where, you know, you clear out your head, you're not really paying attention, and then all of a sudden you're standing there and you see something. I could see her standing at the bus stop, just thinking about what she needs to do at school or just kind of daydreaming, not really paying any attention. And then all of a sudden she goes, is that a little girl over there playing? Mm-hmm. And then she's just looking at her and watching her, not really putting it all together, just kind of as you do. And that's what we just said in the first one. Like, you're just running down the hall, going out to play. You're not really thinking about anything creepy. And then, boom, there's this guy. Or, boom, there's this little girl in the cemetery. And I like what she said. Did I just happen onto this little bubble of time? Or
yeah. I think she kind of did.
I do too. Just like I think in the first story, she kind of just fell into that moment with him. And then it was gone. And it took her riding the bus to go, wait a minute. None of that was right.
Right.
It was this kind of odd, like, she was almost like in a trance-like state watching her. Because normally we would just go, hey, there's a little girl over there playing and she doesn't have a coat on and it's really cold. Like, what's going on? You would just do that kind of humanity thing unless there's something off about it.
Well, and you know, and then, with things like that, you know, it could be some kind of residual thing. Is it the day that it happened? Is it the time of year? Is the atmosphere just right? Is it, you know, did she happen to see that?
And that's what I kind of think happened in both of these stories today. There was this moment that they were open up to it, saw it, and then boom, it's gone. The difference is, I'm not sure that the old guy was, well, he could have been residual. He could have just been walking around the house.
I think he was haunting it too, though.
Yeah. But she also said then, which we were talking about earlier, like seeing a picture and feeling a connection to the picture, but she saw it in a sculpture and said, that looks like that little girl.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Two good stories, though, today.
Good ones, yeah.
So if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. If you would like to leave us a voicemail, just call 855-853-4802. If you would like to write it down, go to realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, you can become a premium subscriber, get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Stop scrolling. Start spinning. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino games. No downloads, just pure fun. Play for free and you could redeem real prizes. Ready to turn your free moments into winning moments? Head to ChumbaCasino.com today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Chumba. Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.